Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
romance,
a job
yeah.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business in the situation of what it is, remain objective, and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode, another edition of the Raise Your Vibration weekly online broadcast. I'm so happy and excited to be back on the air for you, back on the air with you. Another wonderful, beautiful Thursday night here in Atlanta, Georgia. I hope you are enjoying your Thursday, August the 11th, 2016. It's so hard to believe that this year is almost over. We only have 4 months left. 4 months left. We're already in the month of August. So we only have 4 months and some days left before 2016 is over. I hope you all have been living to your fullest, and I hope you do have had a wonderful journey this year. I'm happy to be joined with me on the air by my lovely co-host, the one and only, the beautiful Patsy Aguero, joining me live on her phone from the Sunshine State of Florida. Good evening, Patsy. How are you feeling, my dear?
I'm feeling fantastic. I want to say hi to everybody and glad this week is over, and I'm glad to start a new week. How are you doing, Adam? What's been going on with you?
Well, Patsy, it's been a lovely week today. This week, today, Patsy, I've received some of the most awesome news that you can ever just believe. Well, for me. And I
Woo-hoo,
just can't wait
what?
To share it with those who are listening. Well, Patsy, I started a master's program back in 2011. This time, exactly August 2011, I decided to go back to school to work on my master's in theology. Well, like most people, you know, school can be a challenge, and the commitment, the discipline, the dedication, the focus was always a big struggle for me. And finally, after about 3 years in 2014, I won't say I gave up, Patsy, but I kind of decided just to let it, go for a while, and I thought I was going to put myself on just a quick break. And then that was 2014. Then 2015 came, and I only needed 5 classes to complete my degree. And at that time, it didn't feel like only 5 classes. I just feel like that's about another year. I think the school thing may not be for me. But I got some news this year, earlier this year, later this year, that my school that I have been attending has shifted their curriculum, and that because of a new curriculum that they had brought under for the school, I actually only needed 1 class. To finish and complete and to receive my master's degree. So I was really excited about the fact that, oh, my gosh, I'm on
the
high school. That was amazing. That was amazing news. So when I went to, you know, see what I needed to get back in school, I had to reapply, readmit, and then I found out that there was this balance this kind of outrageous balance for me, some debt that I owed the school that I needed to take care of before I could register for this one class. And so I was like, man, I just have not been in – I have not been in a state of financial abundance these past few years, so I did not have any extra money to put forth towards that balance. And I began to reach out, you know, seeking some help, seeking to try to figure out a way that I can get this debt covered so I can pay for this one class. And over the past 2 months, I just have not had any progress or towards taking care of that. So I begin to kind of, you know, feel like I guess this isn't going to happen, not this semester. And but the class I need is only offered this semester. So I was like, man, I don't know what's going to happen. So I called my father yesterday, and I was telling, you know, class starting. He says, Adam, we're just going to believe God for a miracle. And I said, okay, Dad. He's like, do you believe? I was like, yeah, of course I believe. He says, I'm going to pray. I believe something magical is going to happen. And today I got a call from my school letting me know that a scholarship had been I was so in belief, but somehow – a scholarship was found for me through a staff member in the school. They found out that I needed a debt paid, and somehow or another I was granted a scholarship, and a donor or someone stepped up and took care of my balance for me.
Oh, my God.
And I registered. I found out I can register tomorrow for my class.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
So did your father pray with you or no?
He did. He, when I called him on the phone, he said, you know, I was just trying to go off the phone and just share him what was going on. He was just like, I thought he was just like, hey, I got you. He said, no, I'm going to pray and believe, you know, God for, you know, awesome miracles. So he said, let's pray right now. And I'm like, okay, Dad. And as he was praying, I was like, man, I could just feel like he was really believing. You know, I could just hear the faith coming from him and that connection he had with his higher power. And then I got that phone call today, say, hey, your debt has been cleared. Someone has come through or scholarship, some money was given to take care of your debt. And you can register for class tomorrow and you can get your master's degree. And it's made my day, it's made my year. That's some of the best news I received all year. So anyway, I was really excited and I'm just really thrilled about it. The whole thing, just the whole process of finding out I only had one class left, and then this financial gift coming through to help cover that debt so I can sign up for school. So I'm just saturated with appreciation and gladness for that. So that's what's happening. That's really exciting. And then on top of that, we had an amazing guest speaker last night at the Raise Your Vibration Meetup. Jerome Braggs came to Atlanta. And he blessed us with an amazing, amazing talk. If you were in Atlanta and you did not come to the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Meeting, once again, you missed out on some inspirational and amazing experience. That lifted my energy. So, Pat, I had an amazing week. It's gone by super fast, but it has been just so amazing.
You know, Adam, it's just so, so, so exciting. I am just filled with emotion right now. Hearing your news, it's unbelievable because I, too, have prayed just like your daddy for that to happen for you. And you, of all people, deserve to have that because you already have the information. You already know how to do it. But in our society, it really helps to have the accreditation or whatever it is from the university, which makes us more legitimate in other people's eyes. But you have it. You're totally legitimate in my eyes with all your beautiful teachings. So I just think this is one more stamp that'll be fabulous for you. I do want to tell you that I saw on Facebook about that you had that speaker, Jerome Braggs, and I went and did a lot of research on him this afternoon. So for anybody out there that wants that information, you're right, Adam. The guy is truly inspirational and really somebody for us to listen to and follow. And to know that all of us have it in us already, you know, and that one of the things that I heard him say was a gift that we have to give to people is being present with them when they're talking with us. And that's kind of some of the stuff we talked about last week, that it is our spiritual duty to be there for somebody, to experience them and be nothing but energy and love for them. Because last week we did talk about being really, really aware of where we are in the moment and watching our thoughts and just trying to be there. And it also talked about opening our hearts. So what we're talking about, that we talked about last week and this Jerome Braggs talked about and what you experienced was an amazing wake-up call. It's time for all of us to have this wake-up call, you know, following our own truth and our own divinity. You know, and I know that Bragg's talked about, letting go of the struggle and picking up the well-being, you know. And how did the crowd respond to him?
Well, Patsy, you know, that whole talk of following our joy, living in our authentic, living in our truth, he was so passionate about presenting that to us last night. And me and myself and other people in the audience, you know, Patsy, it's not that we have not heard that before, but it is something that generates a lot of frustration because you hear all the time, you hear all the gurus all the time, just follow your joy, follow your bliss, stay aligned with your truth, money will come. But, Patsy, how do we stay and how do we follow our joy when we have things that's got to be taken care of? We have things to do. There are real situations that prevent us from doing what we want to do. And so it can get really frustrating whenever we hear those things, when we hear those statements, follow your divinity. And I know there's moments, Patsy, where I felt like I had no choice within me but to follow my joy, follow my divinity. But there are other times where I'm like, I don't know, I've got to pay bills. Rent has got to get paid. I've got to have gas in my car. I've got to eat. And following my joy doesn't seem that it's going to allow those things to take place. I need money to follow my joy. And I think that so a lot of us was frustrated. So I thought, Patsy, that's a great conversation for us to have. And not that me and you have the answers, but just to have that dialogue between each other and get those that's listening to the show involved, does that really mean? What does that look like? How do you feel about that statement when someone says, follow your joy? Do what you love and the money will come. Has that worked for you? Is it working for you? What's your experience with it? What holds you back from doing it if you have done it and you brought success to it? And some people say, well, that's not realistic. But last night, Jerome Braggs was really, he really gave a very convincing and persuasive talk and encouragement that there's no other way to live but to live in your joy. And to do what you love. He had these four statements he said, Pastor, I thought was so profound. He said, do only what you love. Do how you love it. Do it with the people you love. And do it the way you love to do it. And he says, that is what your life is about. Any other way you're out of alignment. And then the way that you bring yourself into a state of unhappiness. And you harm your body. And you harm the planet, and you harm those around you, and you're not living your joy, your authenticity. And it's a beautiful message, and he's a living testimony of it. I mean, this man is living in his joy, and he's reaping the rewards of it. But for a lot of us and myself, it still leaves us kind of saying, how do we do that? How are we able to just do that all the time? How are we able to break away from our dreaded jobs that we don't have joy in? But we got to work. We got to eat. So, Pat, I just feel like it was a great conversation just to have from an authentic place of how do we do it? What's your story, Patsy, with that? Have you yourself, are you living in alignment with your joy, your truth, and your work and every day of your life? And are you only following with that? And how does it work for you?
Well, you know, Adam, I think one of the major questions is, and I noticed this man brought it up too, is, what has your soul been trying to get you to see? Okay? And I've talked about this many times. If you're not doing what your gift is that God gave you, you're spitting in God's face. Because no matter what you're doing, if you do it with joy and happiness and juiciness, if you're not living that kind of life, then you're not on the right path. And, you know, there's I'm going to tell you two ways of looking at something. You know, you can tell somebody you look like a fresh breath of spring, or you can say you look like the end of a long, hard winter. It means the same thing.
Yeah, it definitely
means
the same thing.
It means the same thing, but how do you want to live your life? Do you want to live, when you're drinking a cup of coffee, or you're drinking whatever, you know, you drink in the morning, do you just drink it real fast, get ready for work, jump in, go to work? Or do you really drink that coffee? Do you really take the time to say, wow, somebody really made this? Where is this coming from? So I think what he's trying to say and what we've been trying to say is we need to slow down. No, there's no magic wand that says, okay, today I'm going to be the head of the giantest, you know, business in the world. That's my bliss. Okay, God, where is it? It's not about the magic bullet or whatever. It's about enjoying the moment. And as you enjoy the moment and you open your heart, then you start creating a vibration, and that vibration will draw what you really love toward you. So it's a matter of time. It's a matter of being patient. And a lot of books that I read about that is sometimes it says you just think it and it happens. And you need to be really aware of synchronicity, because there's things happening all around it. It wasn't incredible that it wasn't that what happened with you with your school. I mean, that was just magic, wonderful synchronicity. You put the vibration out there. You've been putting it out there, and then people are coming to you and saying, "You don't have a choice, Adam. You need to go back to school." And bam, it was open for you. The door went wide open. And, you know, Joseph Campbell, he always talks about following your bliss. And Joseph Campbell was around in the 80s when I was a whippersnapper. And he said, follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors where there were only walls.
Mm.
And that's what happened to you. You started saying, I need to go back to school. And bam, that door was open. And there were walls blocking it. And boy, that money wall was there. That's always been your fear. We imagine these fears. They're not real. It's all imagined. We create every single thing that's in front of us. So I think we should open the lines and talk to the people and say, what's your soul trying to tell you? What's it trying to get you to see here tonight? You know,
well, Patrick,
wake up.
But a lot of people may know, for those, some people may know exactly, hey, this is what I want to do, but they don't know how to do it. How would you encourage them to say, okay, well, they say, hey, I have this job, I have to work, I have to pay these bills, I'm not able to do what I want to do.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that all comes in meditation, Adam. All that comes in meditation, that comes in being still and listening. It's like trying to chase that elusive butterfly. If you're like, how do I do it? How do I do it? I can't. You're still grasping. That's how you do it. You get still, you back off, and you allow the process to unfold. And I think it's that people aren't looking, and I'm living it. I'm living the dream right now, totally living the dream by doing my artwork. I can't stop the flow of creativity coming out of me now. It's unbelievable. And it's, you know, it's taken me 1,000 years to get here, but I can't stop it. Everything I do is creative. Everything I do is with joy. You know?
Well, Patrick, how would you like to bring in an audience on this conversation?
Well, like I said, let's just ask them, what is it that you need to see? What is it you would love to see? You know, how, if you can open your hand and say, God, show me what you want me to see. What is it that you and God, as co-creator with God, can do together that would bring you? What is it that you want? You know, let's just see. Let's just open it up and let's.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm ready. Well, our first call of the last four digits are 8935. Call of the last four digits, 8935. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Heather. I'm calling from Canada.
Are you saying Heather?
Yeah.
Hi, Heather. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Boy, you're a very calming voice. We got real excited in this conversation tonight.
Yeah.
So, Heather, have you been listening in?
I have.
Good. So, what could be a question for you? You know, what's your soul trying to get you to see? Or how are you following your bliss? What's going on with you, Heather?
You know what? I have no idea. That's why I'm calling in for a reading.
You have no idea?
No.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I've been through a really rough year, so I'm not sure what's ahead of me.
Well, I know, you know, years ago I didn't know what I really wanted to do. And what helped me was I started writing down what I did not want to do. Okay? So I'm going to pull a card for you right now and see what's going on. Interesting. Well, what's coming up here in this card is very interesting. It's time for you to take some swift and decisive action, okay? So I think what it's trying to say is you need to step back, kind of watch what's going on in front of you, and kind of redefine and reform the way you're approaching things, you know? Are you the kind of person that's, I want what I want right now? Or are you the kind of person that's like, oh, it'll happen someday? Or are you somewhere in between? So whatever that approach that you've been to going through this, it's time to correct that imbalance, because obviously it's not balanced, and that's why you're not figuring out what's going on. So whether, you know, there's inner circumstances or your attitude inside or something in the outer that's really, influencing you, okay? It's time for you to, like, get to the crux of it. So what this card is about is not meandering. This card is about standing up. And one of the examples that I've always read about this particular card is, do you want a surgeon to do the surgery with a real quick cut of the scalpel and get to the crux of the problem, or do you want somebody to slowly do it with a pocket knife? Okay. So what it's about, exposing the root of the situation. So what I'm going to say is,
what card maybe, is it? What's it called?
What's that? What?
What card is it?
Well, I read a whole bunch of different things. This is from a book of a Tao card. Okay.
Oh, cool. What,
and it's called Biting Through, and it's all about taking that really strong action, okay? And not doing it hatefully or mean or anything like that and say, I'm getting rid of these things, but kind of, you know what? I'm going to roll up my sleeves now. I'm going to really focus on this, and I'm going to meditate and see what your higher power has to offer you. And I think that might help you, but let's see if Adam pulls another card. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, you know, I am picking up some things that need to be kind of addressed, and it's blocking. And that block, Heather, seems to be coming mostly, one of the big symbols of that block right now is a relationship, some intimate relationship. There's some lack of authenticity. Something is not being said. Something is not being addressed within you and dealing with a current relationship or a former relationship. But you are not aligned in your truth with it. It's hard for me to get really clear and see, is it that you are not speaking up to say, I am hurt, I am unhappy, or it's not clear if you're speaking up to say, I need to leave. I need to. Either way, it's something you're not speaking up about in the relationship, and that is having a huge effect on everything in your life, because it's making you block your heart, and when your heart is blocked, it blocks everything. But this situation is really, you know, I just really feel like there's someone or something you need to say and express, either that I'm hurt, that you hurt me, I'm upset, or you're, hey, I don't want to tolerate this. This is how I want to be treated. I can't live like this anymore. But there's something that you're holding on to and that you're not truly expressing. And what, and in order to hold on to it, you're, it's almost, it's making you block your heart in some kind of way. And it's just blocking everything, everything around you, Heather. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
In a way. There's nothing really I can do about it. So. Like, he knows he's hurt me.
Well, and have you, and you expressed it already?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you offered forgiveness to this person? Have you give, have you offered forgiveness to yourself and to them? Have you practiced radical forgiveness?
I suppose. I have always forgiven him over and over again.
Okay. All right. Well, I really want to encourage you to really continue to explore this situation. I would encourage you to maybe seek out a forgiveness coach, a relationship coach, or something, because that energy that you're holding in your heart over the situation is really, really unnecessarily blocking you from a beautiful, wonderful life of so much peace, so much joy, so much adventure, so much excitement. But I feel like you're something you're holding on to that you need
to
let
go of. I'm holding on
to
this past relationship, hoping he changes his mind.
Oh, my dear, you're gonna have to tell yourself the truth about that situation, acknowledge the truth about him, and you're gonna have to make a decision to let that go. And if it's meant to be, let it come back. But you've got to make a decision to let it go, because it's blocking you in so many areas, Heather. It's just blocking your life from such a, so much beauty, so much joy, so much happiness. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can't let it go. It's complicated.
Well, I pray that my prayer for you is that you will find someone who can come along and maybe give you more insight, or the missing piece will come that can help you let go, or that whatever I am not, whatever wisdom I'm not able to pull in right now that could give you that, well, it'll come to you, because I can tell you, you've got to let it go. You need to let it go. I'm not seeing how it's so complicated, but you know. You got to trust yourself, and I'm not trying to belittle the complication that you feel, but I do know that there's something that's got to break. You've got to find a way to let go and release yourself, because there's a life just waiting for you, Heather. It's just so beautiful. People are waiting on you. Your children are waiting on you.
That's what I'm losing. If I leave him, I lose my
children.
Come again? If I leave him,
say what?
I let him go, I lose my children.
Hmm.
So, unless he comes back.
I'm going to pray that you can explore some options. There's something we're not seeing, but I know that it's there. And I pray that you can find some coaching or mentor that can help you out, because it's there. The answer is there. And I'm going to pray that you find it, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller, and those last four digits are 0907. Call the last four digits 0907. You're live on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa calling from Boston.
Hey, Lisa, how are you tonight?
I'm well. Seeing that it's, I think, 88 degrees. Yeah.
Hey, you're talking to somebody that's in Florida right now,
right?
Okay? And guess which state they invented the air conditioner in? Florida.
I know.
I don't know how we lived without it, I'm telling you. Lisa, have you been listening to what we were talking about tonight about, you know, following your bliss or your dream or stepping up to what you feel that God has created for you to do? Have you been hearing us talk about that?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Oh, good. So tell
me,
what's been going on with you? Are you, you know, seeking something like that now? Or are you reaping the benefits of having a job, that doing what you love? What's going on?
I am. Actually, I am. You know, I've never been happier in my life. at the present moment.
What are you doing?
I mean, I'm laughing all the time. I just can't stop laughing.
No.
You know? And people look at you like, are you okay? There's just this joy. And I've never experienced this before.
Hallelujah. And what are you doing? What do you think you're doing that's making that joy bubble up from you, Lisa?
I think accepting, learning to accept me. Just learning to accept and own who I am and not be afraid.
Wow.
And it makes me joyful. It makes me joyful to stand in my truth. It makes me joyful to be strong and loving. It makes me joyful.
Well, I
want to
put everything you're
saying
on a bumper sticker. Laughing,
trust me, I'm quite sure there's something
no
out there.
Fear. Yeah, right. Well,
yeah.
Lisa, I think you're right on what's going on right now, you know. And I think, do you do it through meditation, or are you doing it through your God, or what are you doing it through, your intuition?
I know it's not meditation. It's also releasing and letting go of things that no longer serve me. So it's making me a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And more accepting. I'm still a work in progress, but I like what's happening to me now. And I'm experiencing love.
Oh boy, you hit the nail on the head. Exactly. Love is all there is, believe me.
Yeah.
When
I'm
you're not in
to
love.
It.
Yeah. When you're not in love, you're in fear, and you just got to get back to that place.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, do you want me to pull a card for you? Or
I would love it.
Okay. Let me see what's going on here. Well, it's very interesting what I pulled for you. There's a couple of cards here. One, and I'm going to talk pretty quickly because I want Adam to weigh in on this one. It's about being serene and detached above all the craziness and the hustle and bustle of everyday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's being, you know, that calm in the center of the storm.
Yeah.
And being able to go to a point in meditation of rest and just renew the inside. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
What happens when we start serving the me instead of the we, we believe in life is all about doing something, getting ahead, doing faster and stuff. And we forget that we're human beings, not human doings.
That's
you know? So
that's
think I have another card, but I think this card is perfect for you, you know?
Yes.
And that it's not a hard thing to do. It's just to be still and let that meditation be like a fresh mountain air breeze awakening you as opposed to a struggle. So God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. I wrote it all down what
you
were saying. And
thank
you. I'm going to see what Adam's got. You're welcome, honey.
Many blessings.
Thanks.
Hey, Lisa. Thank you for sharing your Thursday night.
Hey, Adam.
It looks like it's time for you to really begin to press forward. Press forward with just making everything happen. I know it's usually I'm ready to tell everybody to go deeper into meditation and get still, and you do need to do that. You need to continue that balance and continue staying that space, but you also got to take some action. And not just take some action, but some like roll up your sleeves, put on your boots, and make some things move in the physical.
Amen. That's true. You're right.
And so that is going to really begin to open up for you to begin to receive the type of joy and the type of emotional experience that you're desiring. But there are some things in the physical that you're going to have to do to free yourself. And then just to get away, there's just some things you just really need to just say, you know what, I don't want to be in this anymore. My joy has dipped.
Yeah.
This isn't bringing me joy. This is not serving anymore, and I'm going to roll up my sleeves and do whatever I have to do to get out of here.
Yes.
And you do it so
I'm
much.
I'm in agreement.
And it's not fear that I see holding you back. but it's your mind, which is very giving you a very good, accurate assessment of the work required, the effort required.
Yes.
And it is there is going to be an effort required. But let me tell you this. The joy and the feeling of expansion of soul is so much worth the little effort that you that your mind is telling you, hey, that's going to be effort. Yeah, it is. But it's going to be so much more out of it if you just and you and the spirit is going to give you an energy to push through it that you're going to be like, my gosh, how did I do all of that?
Yeah,
it may be effort, but it's going to come with you with a strength. And what's on the other side is going to be so beautiful. So I would say just like Nike say, just do it.
Yes, you're right. You're right because I'm in a job that's it's dead end. Where I'm at, it's dead end. I'm not going anywhere. It's not that I'm not going anywhere. I just don't want to push forward there.
And you shouldn't. It's not because you know there's not joy waiting for you there like it is elsewhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's just a matter of me just saying okay. Let's do this. Let's push through this. And you're right. You're absolutely right. It's like, let's do this. Let's do this.
Are you ready? Let's do it.
I am ready. I am. I will, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Many blessings to you both.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Our next caller, the line is 1705. Call the last four digits 1705. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Jeff. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah? Well, what's it going to take for you to get to that juicy moment, honey?
I'm getting there, and I'm just trying to, you know, be open to, like, messages and receiving, you know, hints of, you know, where I should be or what I should be doing. And I don't know if I'm just not listening hard enough or doing something wrong or as far as, you know, listening for messages from spirit. But I don't know. It's just kind of a mystery to me.
Well, I pulled a couple of cards. What happens is sometimes you may want something so badly that you're blocking the messages to come to you, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, I want to hear it. I want to please. So this is kind of a time. I call it a pregnant time. Okay, the timing right now is not ripe enough for you to get what you need. You need to go a little bit more into a little more of a waiting period. Okay, and in that waiting period, I want you to know that those juices are still simmering. They're cooking. They're getting together, just like a really good stew or something inside of you. And that stuff's ready to come out. Let me see. What's today? August 11th? Let's see. August, September, October, November. By November the 11th, I'm going to tell you that I think that you're going to come to an amazing opening for yourself. You're going to go, oh my God, this was what she was talking about. I want you to call me back. But this is like a time for you to really step back, stop pushing, stop banging your head. The gift of waiting is being offered to you right now. So if you can receive that, you will get so empowered. It's real, real important. And it has to do with some of your talent. Do you do something, you know, like art or music or drawing or something like that?
I'm a historian, so I guess.
Well, that's
sort of related
that's
to that.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that's where you're going to get a little bit more creative with that, okay? Because this is about something in your life that's creative that's going to start to really, really open up for you. And I think you'll establish a really good sense of a balance, okay? Because you're going to have some really good ideas, and they're going to start coming forward. So you need to look for them right now. You need to be open for them because they're right in front of you.
but your anxiousness is stopping it. So if you can, just meditate 2 or 3 times a day and say, thank you for showing me what I need to see. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to turn it over to Adam, but I'm excited to hear about what's going to happen to you, that new twist. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeff, I'm picking up energy, and I'm curious, and I don't know if this is a leftover from another reader, but it's something very similar to our friend Heather. I'm picking up something that you're holding on to, dealing with some interpersonal relationships, and I was tuning in to what Patsy was saying, and I was in agreement with it, but then I saw this thing that it's almost like there's some secret silent sense of resentment or bitter or discontentment, maybe the word is disappointment, with people close to you. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but whoever these individuals are and you're feeling this kind of way about them, it is having a very negative effect on your whole mood and energy. Does the thing this make sense to you?
A little. I think I sometimes meet people that I don't know. I think I sometimes meet the wrong people, if that makes sense.
Have you been verbalizing this recently within the last 2 weeks that maybe, oh, there's only this type of people out there, oh, I'm so tired of these type of people, this is all there is, this is all I keep meeting, this is all I keep meeting, this is all I keep interacting with. Have you been playing that in your head or out loud?
I have. Yeah, I have. I'll admit that. I have.
It's almost like you're such a powerful manifester that everybody that comes along, it's like they're coming just to fulfill that prophecy about you. And it's unnecessary, and it's blocking you. And it is, and you really need to take a look and realize what it is that they're coming to mirror back. They're just mirroring aspects of yourself, okay? And there's a lot of truth that you're not in alignment with in yourself. There's some things that you're not really, really deeply telling your truth and being in that and being honest with yourself about what you really want, maybe even really like the fullness of who you are. There's just a lot of inhibitions in your full expression of who you are. And all of yourself and expressing yourself beautifully in every area of your life and all of your being. And you're kind of attracting to you people and intimate relationships that reflect that.
Right.
Back to you.
Okay. That makes sense.
And that's an area of your life that really came up in this reading that's really ready to be addressed and really open up for you so you can have a more delicious experience with it. And it's just showing right now you're singing a song and you're operating a program that is not allowing that to forth. And it may even require you to possibly have a reconsideration of relocating to a new geographical area or region that you may feel more a better opportunity to kind of maybe feel more comfortable expressing yourself, being in your full expression.
Yeah, that was actually one of the things I considered doing, but again, I'm just kind of trying to fill out where I should be, or if this is the place I should be at the moment. So I don't know. Is
but
that,
I think you
that
already
kind of
know
issue
that
thing?
It's not. I think you already know that you have to. You may have to move. I feel like you're waiting for like. You know, you're waiting for everything to cave in. You're like, okay, well, that's not working. Well, that's not working. Well, that's not working. Well, I don't enjoy this. Well, I don't enjoy this. Well, I don't enjoy this. And I think you got to really, and that's why I said you really got to go deep and be honest with yourself and honest with what's happening around you inwardly. But when you go deep into meditation and when you really begin to connect with Source and we really just connect with the presence of God and you really begin to find out what you enjoy doing, what brings you joy, what brings you gladness of heart, what experiences, what type of relationships, what type of things make you feel appreciative about being on the earth? I mean, you can really like write down, these experiences make me glad to be alive. These type of individuals make me glad to be alive. These type of interactions make me glad to be alive. Doing these things make me be alive. Being in an environment that looks like this, that makes me feel like this, makes me glad to be alive. And then you want to begin, just watch how things just open up, and the spirit is just going to naturally lead you to where you want to be.
Okay.
But you've got to get real with yourself. Yeah.
Okay,
my brother?
All right,
but I hope that helps you out, man, and brings you some light and progress for your journey.
All right, it does. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great night. Thank you for sharing your thirst with us again.
All right, thank you.
Our next caller is maybe our last caller. I think I don't know how we're doing with Tom. But the last call, the last four digits are 4348. Call with the last four digits, 4348. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Queens.
And what's your name?
My name is Jessie.
Hey, Jessie, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I don't think I've ever been to Queens.
Oh,
that's Well, what's going on with you tonight? Are you soul-seeking, searching for what it is that God wants you to do?
Yes.
Tell me about it. What's going on with you?
Well, everything in my life is really great, and I have a lot to be grateful for. Unfortunately, I just went through a breakup recently, which is a little trying for me, and just looking for some clarity and something to look forward to in that area.
Hold on a minute. I'm pulling something for you. Okay. Wow. This is a great time for you.
Good.
Yeah, this is really like the beginning. This is totally about the balance of the yin and the yang. You know, the yang is a real masculine force, okay? The yin is the receptive force. So them, both of them together, you know, is that symbol, you know, the yin and the yang symbol.
Yes.
You know, you've seen it before. And what happens when that force is together, it needs something to act upon, okay? It needs to inspire something or somebody. So this is a really, really good time for you to be creative, okay? This particular card is all about the dragon power, just going through all the darkness and stuff and just illuminating everything. So if you are doing anything, I feel like, are you an intuitive?
I think a little, yes.
I think it's something you need to start looking into like really fast, because right now you're really open to that, and like you can really feed on that, and I think that you can help a lot of people with that. So you got to work intuitively and spontaneously right now. You know, if your gut says, let's try this, let's go to this bookstore, let's try thinking about this. And what happens is you're going to start creating more, you know, integrity for yourself, you know, and you'll be able to help more people. But I think it's time for you to allow your own nature to start developing in that area. Also, this other card that I pulled, which is pretty interesting, is about a balance. So both these cards go together because the yin and the yang is total balance, okay? And so it looks like, and it's interesting, this card is about letting something go, almost like a spiritual death, and you said about a breakup and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that had to die for you to be reborn, if that makes sense. Okay. So just look at that, like you're not leaving something, but you're moving towards something. And, you know, I've had a million relationships in my life. I mean, I've seen more ceilings than Michelangelo, okay?
But,
just kidding. But, you know, I know what it feels like to break up in relationships. I know what it feels like to feel lonely, feel like you need to be in a relationship. But I think right now the relationship you have to develop is your higher power. And I think it's time for you to be receptive for this, because this is a balance and this is a creativity. And that's what we're all about, is creation. So you're on a really good path right now. But let's see, as far as that breakup goes, like I said, don't look back right now. Keep looking forward and let the cards fall where they may. Okay.
Right.
All right. Let's see what Adam says.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for sharing your Thursday night with us. Jesse, I am so sorry. So sorry to hear about that breakup. I don't like hearing about breakups. I don't like breakups. It's just, it doesn't feel good. And I hate to hear when humans or just all of us are going through that part of our life. And this has been something particularly hard for you. I'm seeing it. But, Jesse, the thing is, I do want to bring attention because my reading is this is something that was kind of – that's been – I feel like it's been going on for a long time. I don't know whether you were the one that was trying to prevent it from happening forever or you were the one just not allowing to let it go. But I feel like this is something that you were trying to stop. Something, it just seems like it was so long in coming. Does that make sense to what I'm trying to say?
I think that he had wanted to end it before it ended, but just didn't know how.
Yeah, but I feel like you knew the signs. I felt like the big crush to your heart came before the big crush to your heart.
Yeah.
I feel like there was already something there that was already letting you know this is over.
Yeah, yeah.
In this form, but I feel like you didn't really want to accept it. Here's the thing. You know deep down in your gut it's not over with y'all. You know that. You know that something is not over. You know that there's going to be more interaction, but I want to tell you that you're right, but I want to tell you, but it's not right for you.
Okay?
You don't need – if a person has made a choice to not follow through with their commitment with you.
Yes.
If they can't see the value of you, if they can't appreciate who you are for who you are, and then they don't know, and they're playing back and forth, and they're going back and forth, or when they realize, oh, well, I don't want to be alone, oh, there's whatever, and they say, well, I'll go back. You don't go back. Don't go back. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because I have a feeling
it's going to come up, but it's not going to be the way you need it to be. There's not going to be a change of heart. It's just going to be more so a sense of kind of like, all right, I'm back. But it's not going to be the back with the value and appreciation that you need to feel and not nowhere near what the universe wants you to experience and feel.
Okay. So is there somebody else coming that will give me what the universe
There definitely is the opportunity of someone coming, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, Jess. Everything is determined on how you respond moving forward. When that person shows back up, are you going to say, well, you know what, I can accept them for who they are. I'll just accept what I got. Or will you say, I believe in myself, I know what I deserve, and I would rather go without than to
I say.
And that's not showing, I'm honest with you, it's not showing that at this moment you would make that stake. You would make that stand. And therefore, you may not get to the other side.
Oh, wow.
As soon as you want. You may have to have another round or experience another round of intimacy with this person before you finally realize, nope, this is so not what I want. This is so not what I want.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
tell you, just raise your vibration. Focus on raising your vibration, because here's the beauty that's going to raise your vibration. When you raise your vibration, you're going to match yourself with someone who's aligned with you. And not only do you match yourself with someone aligned with you, but you then will have an opportunity to let this other person raise their vibration with you.
Okay.
But
uh-huh.
you need to raise your vibration first, and if they can make a commitment to you, and if they can say, hey, I want to do this, I want to raise my vibration with you, I want to change myself, I want to change the way I'm seeing the world, I want to change my thoughts, I want to honor what you mean to me, Mm-hmm. Y'all could have a beautiful partnership together, like you always know deep down inside. But right now, we have to respect that person's will, and right now they're not choosing that.
Right.
And you want
now,
them to,
I'm
you
sorry,
want them
I'm
to
just
choose
a little
confused.
I'm sorry, I didn't want
go
to.
Ahead.
I'm just a little confused. You're talking about this being with a new person, not with the old person.
No, I'm talking the old person. If you raise your vibration, the old person will have an opportunity to raise with you. Right now, they're not making that commitment. But when you raise your vibration, miracles happen. But it will require you to raise your vibration first. You would have to raise your vibration first. And raising your vibration may require you to say no to them until they raise their vibration, when they try to come back. So either way, the focus for you is to raise your vibration. Go within and go without. I would go without having to need them and just begin to go within yourself and raise your vibration. And you're going to see some magical miracles happen on that level of your life.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jess. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a great night, my friend, and have a great week.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Well, Patsy, that brings us to the end of our show. Is there anything, Patsy, that you wanted to maybe connect over some things that you heard, themes or different topics that kept coming up tonight that you may want to address and to all of those who are listening and that we gave readings for that you may did not get to say?
Well, my general feeling of tonight was I felt some kind of hesitancy on people's part, and what I'm saying is trust. Trust the God you believe in. You know, I think it's real important right now because you know, we say, well, that sounds like a good idea, but there's always a big but that follows. But I can't. But this person, guess what? This is your life, you know? And if somebody told you right now, you know, you're going to be dead in a week, like this guy that came to give the speech at your place, he got a wake up call because the doctors gave him 7 days to live. So he thought, is this the way I want to live my life? You know? So is this the way we want to live our life? And it's, and I was listening to something else that said, like, you know, I don't know, if whatever comes from heaven comes to you and says, hey, you got a week left, and you say, well, can you give me some kind of notice? You know, let me have a week or whatever. Don't take it away from me. And they say, well, I already gave you 51 weeks this year. You know, I already gave you this. So sometimes we don't realize that now is the time. You know, and if we keep looking back, we're blocking out what's in front of us. So what I'm saying is open your hands. Just open them now. And, you know, I did want to close with a specific thing that I read, which was another Joseph Campbell thing. And he said, find a place inside where there's joy, and the joy will burn out the pain.
That's beautiful, Patsy. That's so sweet and beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Wow.
And Adam, wow. That's been happening to me. The more I paint, the less painful I feel. Isn't that funny that I said pain, and it's got pain in both words?
Yeah,
I didn't even realize that. But the pain is going. The pain, I'm healing, like you can't believe, through doing what my bliss is. And the more I paint, the more people want to resonate on that energy. So find a place inside where there's joy, and the joy will burn out the pain.
That's beautiful, Patsy. That's beautiful. Yep. Thank you all for joining in, sharing your Friday, Thursday night with us, allowing us to share our intuitive insight. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your stories and sharing what you're going through. Thank you all so much for this exchange. We look forward to being back on the air with you next Thursday at the same time. Tell a friend. Bring them part of the conversation. Everyone, God bless you all. Have a great night.
Have a great weekend. Night, night.
Good night, Patsy.